Skyboat Media presents Quarry's Return by Max Allen Collins. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. 1. You'd think a retired hitman would know better than to answer a knock at the door on a snowy winter's evening without bringing his gun along. Let's stop right there. I rarely, if ever, heard anybody in the killing game use the word hitman except in an arch manner. They would just refer to themselves as professionals and the prior job as a piece of work they'd done. Anyway, I had no reason to think at this late stage of my existence that I might be the target of a contract killing myself. While we're at it, nobody in the business called the target a target either. A mark, maybe, but more often the subject. To be fair, we did use hit sometimes. It's just that a lot of nonsense has been written about my former profession, and I like to keep the record straight. In my slight defense, I had only done contract killing for 5 years or so, a long time ago, right after I got home from Vietnam, and nobody except a pompous, well-dressed son of a bitch called the broker, long dead now, had any work to offer me of any kind. I had auto mechanic skills, but even the repair garages were fussy after I kicked the jack out on a sports car my wife's boyfriend was working under. No, I did no time for killing the prick. I was back from the war and traumatized, and they decided not to throw my ass in prison. Not that they had any work for me either. At least in stir I could have made license plates. Now, when I say I only worked as a contract assassin for 5 years or so, as if that takes the sting out, I am omitting that I wound up with what I called the broker's list. You'd call it a database today, but we didn't have home computers yet, and it was actually a little metal recipe box with names and phone numbers and other info, which I used for a decade or so to track my fellow contract workers to their next jobs. I would then approach their marks and offer my services. That included taking out the usual two-person team sent in to do the job, which of course I'd already surveilled, and tracking down who had taken out the hit and removing that individual. The broker had acted not only as agent for these professionals, but as buffer for his clients, meaning who had sent them was rarely known to the assassins. So determining who wanted the subject dead and removing that party was the tricky part, and I'd charged big for that. Still, if you think about it, I'd only been in the killing business for 15 or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?